Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Peter primarily had false teachers in mind when he wrote of some he called cursed children. The false teachers of Peter's day were covetous. And through covetousness shall they, with feigned or well-turned words, make merchandise of you. 2 Peter 2:3. Those false teachers were presumptuous, self-willed, and arrogant. They were not afraid to speak evil of dignitaries. 2 Peter 2:10. They could not look at a woman without having lustful thoughts. They have eyes full of an adulteress. 2 Peter 2:14. No wonder Peter called them cursed children. Now a very important question. Had those teachers ever been faithful in their service to God? Our Calvinist friends have to say they were never faithful to God, or they could not have turned away. There is a very serious problem with the Calvinist doctrine of once in grace, always in grace. It simply cannot be harmonized with what I am reading to you from 2 Peter. Please listen to what Peter says about the false teachers. They have forsaken the right way and are gone astray. 2 Peter 2:15. Do you know what the word forsake means? The Greek verb is katalepo and means to leave. How can a man leave a position he has never had? Suppose I say to you, I am going to leave the city of Fayetteville. Would you infer necessarily that I had been to Fayetteville? If I had never been there, I could never leave it. The false teachers at one time had been true to the gospel. There simply is no other conclusion we can logically reach. For whatever reason, they had forsaken the right way and gone astray. Paul uses a different form of the same verb, enkatalepo, when he writes concerning Demas. Demas has forsaken us, or deserted us, having loved this present world. 2 Timothy 4:10. We know at one time Demas had been faithful, but he deserted the cause of Christ. The false teachers had forsaken the right way, that is, the way of the Lord. Peter explained the significance of this when he wrote, "And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of." 2 Peter 2:2. The last two verses of this chapter leave nothing to the imagination. "For it had been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness, than, after they have known it, to turn from the holy commandment delivered unto them. But it is happened unto them according to the true proverb, the dog is turned to his own vomit, and the sow that was washed to her wallowing in the mire." 2 Peter 2:21 and 22. Had they known the way of righteousness? If they had not known it, they could not have turned from it. But we know they had turned from it because divine inspiration says they did. Not only does Peter say the false teachers had forsaken the right way, he says they went astray. They went astray from what? They went astray from the right way, from the truth of God's Word. But they could not have gone astray if they had never been in the right way, if they had never known the truth. Is that not the only logical conclusion we can reach? How can people get out of the right road if they have never been in the right road? The truth is very plain, dear friends. The doctrine of once saved, always saved, cannot stand in the face of 2 Peter 2. This powerful chapter destroys once for all the doctrine of the eternal security of believers. But that is not the primary purpose of the chapter. It was written to prevent our becoming unfaithful. God wants all men to be saved, and that certainly includes those who have obeyed His gospel. My friends, I pray that all of us may be faithful to God so that in the final day we can receive the crown of life. Thank you for listening. May God bless you.